My name is Christopher Peter and welcome to the Christopher Peter Review. My perspective this week discusses our social political thinking. I had a conversation with a die-hard loyal Democrat voter recently, within a couple days of this release. In this conversation, the person wanted to gloat because of their opinion that Kamala Harris was an inevitable winner of the 2024 presidential election. Of course, this was not supposed to be a political event, but I nonetheless decided why not have a debate. After listening to the rhetoric, the person spewed the expected talking points you would expect from your typical base voter and Democrat base voter, spewing the same Trump talking points that is emailed to them by the DNC, and the same Republican attacks that is also sent in emails by the party for talking points. The question that seemed to cause the person to divert or change direction each time always involved why or what. Why stay the course? What does Kamala offer? And did that make a case that she will be a better president than either Trump or Biden? The person could not answer that. He was just conditioned to hate Trump and hold assumptions for anyone that may support Trump or Republicans. When those assumptions proved not practical or real, the person did not know anything but to change the scope, a practice that is common with your typical base voter. Another interesting common practice I notice with many base voters is the false claim of objectivity or independent positioning, when the reality is that they are neither independent nor objective, nor have the real desire to do so. For instance, I hear many people with leftward-leaning views claiming to hear both sides. In this debate, the person claimed to watch Fox News and CNN and was kind of thrown off by the idea that all news is propaganda, because many voters will claim to hear both sides, but will listen to the news of their choices to bolster their opinion and talking points and hear enough of the news that has a bias against their preferred to fuel their anger against those who oppose their views. A true objective person is able to understand what each candidate in any contest offers, what their policies may lead to both positive and negative, and determine why they should choose one or the other. There are always reasons to vote for either side, but the one that usually aligns better with your interests should get your vote. But base voters tend to shift their interests to match their personal perceived need to fit with the party they align with. There is nothing wrong with being a Republican or Democrat. There is something wrong with not knowing why you support either side or being unwilling to see the negative side. Base voter mentality can blind you. Let us move the discussion towards the need for critical thinking in our politics and seeing beyond the base voter mentality that traps so many people, many of whom should truly know better. Be a free thinker in the sense of separating constructs and defaults to seeing what should be the right path based on facts, evidence, and data. There was once a time when American society embraced a level of responsible free thinking, where people were encouraged to be open-minded to new ideas while still being principled at the same time, a time when there was not a manufacturing of fears around every idea nor every tradition. Even the most conservative person understood that they should at least understand something different and have reasons why the status quo is more suitable than the proposed change. And the most progressive person understood that new ideas must be rooted in the conceptual reality to the present and draw from tradition. This allowed for responsible discourse where ideas could be debated in a reasonable and rationed manner. Those protecting society through holding us accountable to our values and principles would be able to raise concerns that must be addressed to protect our culture and way of life. Those proposing new ideas must be held to account to ensure that the drawbacks are addressed and mitigated. People were not scared of learning about new ideas. Many people looked at ideas and evaluated them in their own way, coming out on one side or another for reasons that stem from their needs, wants, backgrounds, and demographical leanings. You may disagree, but many times there are valid arguments being exchanged. These individuals knew the why. Why did they support something? Why did they oppose something? Over time, we have lost the understanding of the why because many people are too afraid to ask why, and many people are too afraid to be asked why. So this changes our national discourse because there becomes a lack of critical thinking that goes into the important decisions that we make as a society. In the podcast episode, Political Stakes, I talked about how there are certain societal political dogmas that exist to keep people from hearing opposing views, a curation of our society, if you will. For instance, there is a stigma for people who listen to talk radio, but when you actually take a moment and listen to a show, it is nothing like they make you believe it to be. Like the discussions you hear on televised news talk, talk radio discusses current events, but the format allows for longer, less interrupted discussions as well as engagement with audience members that allow for exchange of ideas and opinions. Although calls are screened, the content allows you to hear arguments in a manner not so different from what you see on television, but hear from everyday people who either agree or disagree with the positions raised. On televised news talk, the host or pundit is able to talk at the audience, interrupted only by commercial breaks. In a similar manner, like a pastor speaks to a congregation that knows they are there to listen and pass the basket, but still the discussions are centered around the current events of the day. Now, I am not oblivious to the political biases that people are trying to prevent others from listening to news. There is a stereotype that talk news is conservative while televised news is liberal, but the reality is many stations have both voices on their networks. When I stopped listening to the naysayers and listened to some talk radio, I noticed that there were some conservative shows I like to hear from, as well as some liberal hosts that provided some poignant points of view. There are some liberal shows that raise reasonable points that provide opportunities for a compromise and negation, and vice versa. Now, televised news has conservative voices as well as progressive liberal voices. In both platforms, conservative voices will always do better, because people tend to lean conservative or center-right. America is a center-right society, despite what some pundits want you to believe. So conservative voices will always have a more loyal audience, simply because more people consider themselves conservative even if they vote Democrat. Ironically, the current environment is shifting from televised news to podcasts or YouTube, which is still showing similar trends but still has a wide variety of opinions, even more so than with the television platforms. A fair counterpoint is that with the move towards social media, there is a risk of people spewing disinformation or misinformation, but there is a risk in current platforms as well as false information is provided on televised or radio news each day. The naysayers promoting televised news were probably simply protecting their viability on their current platform. If people listen to their news, maybe they would not be in the market for watching news. That same sentiment is being used, but this time it is targeting podcasts and social media-based publications. The same naysayers are trying to discredit non-traditional sources to protect their own economic interests. So why should you experience news or current events through social media, televisions, newspapers, or radio? People should experience news content in the manner of their choosing and convenience, but also be aware that the source may have biases and propaganda that may be aimed at purposefully influencing your behaviors. The platforms are not the risk, the individuals are. Tying back to my earlier story, there is a level of propaganda in all news, which may make certain platforms harder to detect when you consider the entertainment aspect and ability to see the themes clearly. As I said before, you should expose yourself to differing views and differing platforms to be able to see the truth easier. The same repetitive voices can lower your guard on either side. It is important to know why you are making a choice and understand if it is the best choice you can make at that moment and for your individual needs, not the needs of people that have no vested interests in your outcomes, but the people that are exposed to the consequences for the decision and choices. Part of the reason why critical thinking in our political decisions, economic choices, and daily leanings is harder even with more information available is because there are social constructs that are maintained to prevent people from questioning the preferred choices in these societal fears. For instance, many times you may choose certain types of music, movies, or food because to fit into certain ecosystems, or you choose tech products because you want to be associated with the Apple crowd or the Samsung environment. You are not really encouraged to question these choices until there is negativity associated with the preferred choice. Otherwise, you are cajoled to remaining in these base camps because you do not want to be left out, or you do not want to do something different or that could be perceived as harmful to someone that looks like you, but does not bear the individual consequences of the collective coerced decision. Before you make any decision to buy a product, select a candidate to vote for, accept a job offer, or experience a source of media, I challenge you to question whether it is the right decision for you. Maybe it truly is, but at least you know why you are doing what you intend to do, not just going along to get along with people that have no interest in your personal outcomes. A big thank you to all of you in the audience. Your viewership is appreciated and valued. Please further the Christopher Peter Review on social media and continue to visit www.crcreview.com for new episodes. Thank you once again. Until next time.